Town Budget for Tuesday, July 26th to order. First item in work session is House Bill 5083, the Department of Water Resources. We are actually, these bills, as I think members are aware, are budgets that have been agreed upon by the, ostensibly agreed upon, at least by the leadership of the House and the Senate, and hopefully members have been well informed, have some idea of what's going on here. Certainly it's not a lot different than what was in the House and Senate budgets that you've seen for the last 3 months. This is fine-tuning, tough fine-tuning, and hopefully we'll meet with your approval. So, with that, House Bill 5083. the agreed-upon budget for the Department of Water Resources totals $29.2 million and 138 FTE. Budget consists of $20.8 million general funds, $7.2 million other funds, and $1.1 million federal funds. The proposed amendments would modify the House budget for the department by removing $220,000 of the $626,000 general fund proposed by the governor for legal costs associated with the Klamath adjudication. The agreed-upon budget differs from the Senate version, which was passed by the Senate on June 23rd in the following ways. It includes a 3% general fund reduction in services and supplies and restores five positions in the Field Services and Technical Services Program. I recommend House Bill 5083 be amended and reported out due pass as amended. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Next bill, House Bill 5112A, State Commission on Children and Families. House Bill 5112A is the budget bill for the State Commission on Children and Families. The budget approved by the House for this agency was identical to that approved by the Senate in Senate Bill 5586 with three exceptions. The House reduced general fund services, supplies, and capital outlay items by 3%. The House added $350,000 for two new relief nurseries in Albany and Medford. And the House did not reduce the Healthy Start program as the Senate did. Recommended budget concurs with the House actions to reduce services, supplies, and capital outlay and adds a $350,000 general fund for two new relief nurseries. It also reduces general fund support for the Healthy Start program by $4 million general fund from $23.1 to $19.1 million. With this change, the approved budget is $46,011,931 general fund, $72,879,497 total funds, and 29.5 full-time equivalent positions. I recommend House Bill 5112A be amended and reported out due pass as amended. Discussion. Objection. Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5134A, Oregon Health Science University, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that House Bill 5134A be amended by the Dash A2 amendments, and reported out due pass as amended. House Bill 5134 provides general fund support to the Oregon Health Sciences University and authorizes tobacco master settlement funds to pay debt service on state bonds that were issued to support the Oregon Health Sciences University Oregon Opportunity Program. The budget agreement for the Oregon Health Sciences University adds $7.56 million of general fund to the amount previously approved by the Senate in Senate Bill 5604. These additional funds will fully restore the reductions in the governor's budget to the schools of medicine and dentistry and will increase funding to the hospital to allow OHSU to operate the Oregon Poison Center without having to rely on other hospital revenues.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Objection?
Just put me down as a no, would you?
A no? Sure.
Thank you.
Roll time stake.
No, we just...
Senator Nelson's recorded as a no. Seeing no others? Approved. House Bill 5135A, Department of Environmental Quality. Senator Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The agreed-upon budget for the Department of Environmental Quality totals $265.8 million and 808 FTE. The budget consists of $22.8 million general fund, $3.7 million lottery funds, and $114.4 million other funds, and $38.1 million federal funds. The budget also includes over $86 million of non-limited other funds for Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan activities and debt service. The proposed amendments would modify the House budget for the department by adding $831,910 general fund to implement the Willamette River Water Quality Plan. The agreed-upon budget differs from the Senate version passed by the Senate on June 20 in the two following ways. A, it includes a 3% general fund reduction in services and supplies, and B, includes a provision in the budget that prohibits the department from making expenditures to adopt or enforce rules that impose California's emission standards for vehicles in Oregon. I recommend House Bill 5135 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended. As a postscript, Mr. Chair, I'd like to say that here I am, along with you, carrying Senator Bates water again. So wherever you are, Aruba, Tahiti, Bali, you know, please note that we're carrying your water.
That is terrible.
Or at the bowels of some emergency room somewhere in Ashland or Medford.
You're swimming in it.
Further discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. All right, next, House Bill 5136A, Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. Senator Gordley, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 5136 is the budget bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. This agency is responsible for developing and maintaining standards for employment and providing training to over 36,000 public safety professionals and volunteers. The Public Safety Memorial Fund is also administered by this agency. The House and Senate agreed to an overall budget for this agency of $8.5 million general fund and $39.8 million total funds. The budget agreement assumes the House version of the budget, which is similar to the Senate version that passed the Senate on July 11th, with two differences. First, $989,338 and five positions are added to increase the regional law enforcement training capacity of the agency. This restores reductions made in the two previous biennia to this program. In addition, a net $302,767 in undesignated reductions are restored in the House version of the agency's budget. I recommend House Bill 5136A be reported out, due pass.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5156A, Department of Corrections. Senator Gordley again, please.
Thank you. House Bill 5156 is the budget bill for the Department of Corrections. The Senate and House agreed to an overall budget for this agency of $1.04 billion general fund and $1.09 billion total funds. The budget agreement assumes the House version with the following differences that had been part of the Senate budget for this agency passed on June 13th. Restoration of $2 million for reductions in the governor's budget for alcohol and drug treatment inside the prison system and the Women and Community Services Program. Reductions totaling $3.7 million in capital improvements, activities program, and in further undesignated reductions. Delay in the opening of the Madras facility from December 2006 to September 2007, saving $10.6 million. This will require the agency to depend on a much greater number of rental beds. The capitalization of the general fund interest due in 2005-07 for the Madras facility, saving $11.8 million. The major budget item included in this bill, which had not been part of the original Senate version of the bill, is the $8.5 million increase in funding for community corrections grants to $190 million. I recommend, Mr. Chairman, House Bill 5156A be amended and reported out, due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Senator Morris.
Thank you. Question, Mr. Chair. Will the construction schedule for the Madras prison be amended to reflect the step back in opening?
Yes. Or
that's anticipated?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion? Objection?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misinformed Senator Morris. Please, staff.
Mr. Chair, the construction will go on as scheduled.
whether the completion date is out there exactly as scheduled, I'm not sure, but they're not slowing down the construction because of the delay. The facility will stay, you know, remain vacant for a few months as a result.
And I stand corrected. Senator Gordley and Senator Westland.
I think I would ask that we ask Director Williams to come forward and speak very briefly and to make sure we have added clarity on the record.
Good idea.
Senator Morse has asked a very important question, which we should all be very clear about what the timeline will look
Mr.
like.
Mr. Director, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It would be the intent of the department with the authorization approved earlier this session to go forward with the construction schedule as planned. Part of the rationale for that is to move forward with the construction with the bids that were given and to avoid the increased cost of construction inflation that would occur from any slowdown in the project or associated delay. It would then be our intent to hold the institution vacant until we were given the authorization and the funding to actually open it. The other thing I just put on the record for the committee is that during that period of time, we'll increase our bed usage of rental beds to a fairly high level within the state. We anticipate that the budgeted amount of $60 per bed would be likely probably unable to sustain as we got near the end of those available bed rentals, and that amount would go up. So those two things we put on the record, and I got a note from Rocco, and I apologize that I did not identify myself as Max Williams, director of the department.
Thank you.
Oh, that's Max Williams.
Freaking rookie mistake.
I knew that.
I know. I'm a rookie at the
table. Discount kind of everything he said. It was of no value.
Right.
Senator Westland, then did you want to say something?
Yes, sir. Paul,
Senator Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the clarity to the issue that we received raises a concern for all of us, and that is, given the contractor who won this bid, who is very experienced at building our penal institutions, they have always brought these in under budget and before scheduled completion date. I think that exacerbates what may be a political perception problem for us, as we have an institution sitting there vacant that we spent literally hundreds of millions of dollars on. So I'm certainly going to support this budget. I just hope that we are sensitive to this and are aware that there will be some letters to the editor coming, I'm sure, as a brand new spanking prison sits there and is going unutilized.
We could not build the prison if that would be the preference of the committee. I'm all over that.
Well,
I'm open to that.
I said I was supporting the budget, Mr. Chair.
Oh, I see. Okay. I misunderstood. Senator Morris.
Thank you. Notwithstanding any of the language of this budget, it wouldn't preclude the ability, with changing financial fortunes, to bring back the opening to an earlier date during the 07 Legislative Assembly. Would that be correct?
I don't know the answer to that. Doug, you want to help us out a little? I think it'd be difficult to do. But.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, I'm not sure if this directly responds to your question, but most of the savings that are built into the savings from the delay are based on pushing the startup cost into the 07-09 biennium, both the equipment and supply-related costs like computers and those kinds of things, as well as bringing the staff on a couple months before the institution opens because of training. These security officers, for example, must go through the DPSST training, which I believe is 5 weeks, as well as some DOC-specific training and orientation. So most of the savings are based on pushing those startup costs into the next biennium. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I'd just say that it would be our intent to update the emergency board during the course of the interim as to the progress, both with respect to the facility and with respect to the cost associated with having to do those rental beds, and to the extent that we thought at some point it would be advantageous to you to know that there might be an opportunity to actually save money by opening the facility sooner rather than later, would put that on the record and come to the emergency board with that information.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, if I could just say this to Director Williams, doesn't require a response. I just want to say, for the record, what a pleasure it has been to work with Director Williams, Max, and his team of great folks within the department. And I particularly want to acknowledge the way that you have responded directly, personally, to some constituent concerns of late, and particularly the concern related to the Boyles case. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very good.
Well, he's going to feel like he's walking on water if we keep this up.
Well, I can help him with that.
That's Max Williams.
Further discussion.
Put me down as a no.
Okay. Objection from Senator Nelson. Seeing any others? Seeing none, so ordered. Next item on the agenda, House Bill 5165, Department of Fish and Wildlife, Senator Bates. Ah, that would be me. Or Senator Westland.
His better looking half. The agreed upon budget for the Department of Fish and Wildlife totals $233.4 million and 1,163 FTE. The budget consists of $10.4 million general fund, $7 million dollars of Measure 66 lottery funds, and $119.4 million in other funds, and $96.6 million in federal funds. The proposed amendments would modify the House budget for the department by restoring a position working on water issues such as in-stream water rights using federal funds from other program reductions and shifts, and an additional $100,000 general fund to other funds from the department's ending balance above the $1 million already included in both budgets. The agreed-upon budget differs from the original version passed by the Senate on July 1 in the following four ways. One, it includes a 3% general fund reduction in services and supplies. Two, adds $75,000 for a bear damage study. Three, adds $375,000 for restoration of Diamond Lake. And four, the original Senate version shifted $200,000 general fund to other funds from the ending balance rather than the $100,000 in the agreed-upon budget. I recommend House Bill 5135 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Senator Morris.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Yes. Page 7 of 15, Package 150, Diamond Lake Restoration. I'm not sure that the language in this descriptor is accurate with respect to the plan.
Can we get the staff come forward on that?
Mr. Chair, Senator Morse, the question again was that you didn't believe that the description of the package was correct?
No, Mr. Chair, I believe the description is of a plan that had been implemented previously and was not successful, and that the plan, as I understand it now, would be for chemical treatment of the lake.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morse, I believe that there still is a plan for treatment with rotenone, that this would be one component of a comprehensive package, including treatment with rotenone,
okay,
a chemical
thank
treatment.
Quick clarification. Thank you. That was Paul Siebert from LFO. If anyone cares. Like the poor person taking the freaking minutes here.
Well,
further discussion.
I think the issue here is that Mr. Rocco is being inconsistent. I mean, he slipped poor Max Williams the note, but he didn't slip Paul the note.
Yeah, I mean, any further discussion? Yes, Mr. Rocco, sir.
Mr. Chair, it's just because we don't count.
We don't count. No, sir, you guys count quite a little bit, as you've proven again and again. We would be nothing without you. Further discussion? Objections? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5167A, Department of State Police, Senator Gordley.
Thank you again. House Bill 5167 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Police. The House and Senate agreed to an overall budget for this agency of $172.8 million general fund, $6.4 million ballot measure 66 lottery funds, and $518.6 million total funds. The budget agreement assumes the House version of the bill, or the House version of the budget, rather, with one change originally included in the Senate version, which relates to the funding for one position. Under the agreement, this position is funded with $87,497 less general fund with an equal increase in other funds. The budget agreement is similar to the state police budget passed by the Senate in Senate Bill 5618 on July 7th with the following major differences: funding for background and other checks by the Identification Services section relies on greater fee revenues from state agencies, individuals, and nonprofits, while relying less on general fund than the original Senate version of the budget. There is also a 3% or almost $1 million reduction in resources for services and supplies and capital outlay spending across the entire agency. I recommend House Bill 5167A be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5168, Department of State Police, the fee bill. Senator Gordley.
Thank you. House Bill 5168 ratifies a number of fee increases made by the Oregon State Police to support the Identification Services Unit, which maintains databases relating to fingerprints and criminal records. This information is used by a variety of public safety agencies, human service providers, state agencies, school districts, and private entities in checking on the criminal history and background checks on potential employees, volunteers, and others. These fees were raised last March in response to a revenue shortfall following reductions in the general fund dedicated to this program during the past two biennia. This level of fees is assumed in the Senate and House budget agreement for the Oregon State Police's operating budget. I recommend House Bill 5168 be reported out, do pass.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Westland.
Question to the Chair? Chair of the committee?
Certainly.
Senator Gordley, I am under the impression that the InstaCheck fees for the purchase of a firearm have been removed from this fee bill.
The increase.
The increase. The $3 increase. The one that Senator Devlin brought us?
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
The one that I look forward to carrying on the floor.
Yeah. Thank you.
The fee increase bill that Senator Gordley so graciously gave me.
I'd just like to spread the bills amongst your committee.
Moving right
Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, I think perhaps the record would benefit from some comment on... Well, actually, I should have asked this in the other bill. I'll pass on the question. This is the fee bill. I should have asked it on the budget.
Okay. Further discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2278B, relating to Circuit Court Judges. Senator Johnson.
I am delighted to bring House Bill 2278B to the attention of the committee. It establishes four new Circuit Court Judgeships in the following judicial districts. 1st Judicial District, Jackson County, 5th Judicial District, Clackamas County, 6th Judicial District, Umatilla and Morrow Counties, and 18th Judicial District, Clatsop County. The measure appropriates $722,200 general fund to the Oregon Judicial Department and establishes 16 new positions and 4 FTE. This appropriation provides funding for the final 6 months of the 05-07 biennium. During the 07-09 biennium, the 16 positions and their associated costs will phase in for a total of 24 months at an estimated cost of $2.2 million. The 2005-07 appropriation includes the salary and benefits of 3 support staff for each judgeship, along with the cost of equipment and furnishings. Only the 5th Judicial District, Clackamas County, requires one-time startup costs for equipment and furnishings in the amount of $131,702. The remaining 3 judicial districts will use existing facilities and equipment. I recommend House Bill 2278B be reported out, do pass.
Thank you very much. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2539A, relating to Department of Ag fees. Senator Kurt. House Bill 2539 restructures the Department of Agriculture fees for the Food Safety Program. The Food Safety Program regulates Oregon's food industry and enforces state sanitation laws to ensure a safe and properly labeled food supply. Under current law, the department sets rules, fees by rule, with a statutory cap of $750 for all regulated sectors, except dairy farms, where the cap is $250. The department has adopted a fee structure based on gross annual sales, with those having sales greater than $10 million paying the $750 fee. These fees have not been increased since 1987. House Bill 2539 would change the current fee structure by placing the exact fee by sector and gross annual sales category in statute, with the department being given the authority to increase those statutorily set fees up to 2% annually. A workload model was used to establish the fees in the bill that estimate the actual cost of inspections for each licensed sector and each annual sales category within those sectors. Under the fee modifications in this bill, most sectors and gross annual sales categories would see a fee increase. The agreed-upon budget for the Department of Ag adds $2.7 million general fund to greatly reduce the fee increase necessary to operate the program, and I may add to offset some of the special sessions reductions we took in the general fund for this program. And I recommend that House Bill 2539 be reported out to pass. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 232 relating to juveniles. Senator Winters.
Senate Bill 232 establishes insanity as an affirmative defense in juvenile delinquency matters, provides the procedure and standards for the defense, and creates dispositional options for those found responsible except for insanity. The bill also expands the Psychiatric Security Review Board to include a 5-member juvenile panel for disposition of youth who have a serious mental condition or who present a danger to themselves or others. The -4 amendment changes the effective date of the bill and appropriates $15,000 to the Psychiatric Security Review Board. Your subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 232 as amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion. Senator Morris.
Just to point out, Mr. Chair, that the roll-up costs in 07-09 are quite significant with this bill. Unless they...
No, this is an expensive piece of legislation.
No.
Further discussion?
I'll vote no on it.
Okay. Seeing that, Senator Nelson recorded as a no. Any others? Seeing none? So ordered. Senate Bill 470A, relating to budget development and budget adoption process. This measure, as amended, would make significant changes to the requirements applicable to the budget development process followed by the governor and the budget adoption process followed by the Legislative Assembly. Most notably, this amended measure would require that a spending limitation agreement be reached by the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate by March 31st of each regular session, or the Legislative Assembly may not enact any other legislation after March 31st of each regular session. It requires the spending limitation agreement to set forth percentages of general fund monies and net proceeds of state lottery that each of 6 specified subcommittees of the Joint Ways and Means and to the Emergency Board that would be required to be appropriated or allocated. It would void any spending limitation agreement if the Joint Ways and Means Committee ceases to function jointly. It requires the governor to include a proposed budget spending limitation in the budget report required to be submitted to the Legislative Assembly. It requires that any revenue forecast increase after the spending limitation agreement is established be divided, with portions going to the ending balance, the Education Stability Fund, and to programs as determined by the co-chairs of Ways and Means and the committees. Requires that when there's any revenue forecast decrease after the spending limitation agreement is established, the Legislative Assembly must enact legislation in order to raise a sufficient amount of revenue to meet the terms of the spending limitation agreement. It allows state agencies to keep up to half of any remaining general fund appropriation on December 31st in each odd-numbered year for one-time expenditures. It requires that all budget reports, all executive, legislative, and judicial branch agencies include performance measures and prioritized lists of services. It requires agencies' budget requests to include suggestions for continuous improvement in agency operations, an analysis showing how a proposed improvement project would increase the quality of services or reduce the costs, and a list of possible sources of funding for the improvement. And it requires agencies to provide reports to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee and Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means on the progress and results of all improvement processes. Your Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 470 be amended and reported out to pass as amended. Discussion. Senator Burley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I am prepared to vote for the measure today and also on the Senate floor. But I also want to say on the record here what I shared with you when we last talked about the bill. I think that the issues, the policy issues raised in the measure are so important that they also need to be discussed and thoroughly vetted, if you will, by the Public Commission on the legislative process, the Public Commission that made its way, I believe, through the Senate and through the House. I think this bill, 470, along with the annual sessions bill that Senator Devlin has worked on and the nonpartisan legislative bill that Senator Ringo and others worked on, all three of these belong in the Public Commission Task Force for close study and review. But with that said, I'm prepared to move forward today.
That's good comments. Appreciate that. Other comments? Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I do appreciate your bringing this bill forward, particularly today. In any organization, if you're wanting to change the outcomes, you have to look at the processes that you go through that produce those outcomes. And I, for one, as a member of the Ways and Means process, I truly believe that there's a better way of doing it and demonstrating that to the public than what has been done in this session. And I believe this bill moves us in that direction and is certainly worthy of our support. Thank you.
Further discussion?
Just one question.
Senator Carter.
Does this include all, what I always call the backdoor approach to budgeting, which is taxes, where we give tax credits?
It does not. It does not. We talked, I think, at one point with our legislative counsel, I think Senator Morris and I both, and trying to look at the tax expenditure prioritization and this and that, and we were informed that that did not belong in this particular bill because it's related to expenditure, spending items,
exactly.
Budget stuff. So that is another process that we might want to prioritize in future legislative assemblies, depending on the work of the commission that Senator Gordley refers to and how this bill hopefully gets implemented as it works its way through the process.
Exactly.
I think, thank you. It would be helpful, Mr. Chairman, if you could speak to how you see this measure aligning with the annual sessions measure that we've had some discussion about on the Senate side.
Well, if I may, I think that a lot of this will be vetted in the halls of this building as we move forward. And frankly, I think that depending on how annual sessions goes, this bill, like many others, are subject to modification. I concur wholeheartedly with Senator Morris that part of what we've done this session has been exemplary, and part of it has not. And the goal of each legislative session that I think we go through is to learn from the things we do well and the mistakes we've made and emphasize the great things, like, I think, personally, reaching a spending agreement early on. Maybe the March 31st date will be problematic for annual sessions, and we can adjust that, I think. This is a statute. We're not trying to pass some sort of immutable constitutional initiative here that future legislators that learn from our mistakes and the implementation of this bill cannot change. So I fully look forward to us working on this. There will be some legislatures that will say, notwithstanding this great piece of legislation that we pass here today, they will want to ignore various parts of that, and that is their prerogative and opportunity under the Constitution of this state. I do not have a problem with that. I will not prejudge what they'll do. But I do firmly believe, wholeheartedly believe, Senator Morris, that what we've been doing in this state has not been working. We cannot continue current service level budgeting. That is just not going to be functional. Is this the perfect answer? Probably not. I'd look forward to some House modifications to this to make it better yet. But we have to be thinking about living within our means, what we think Oregonians are willing to establish the spending limits for us in each individual session. We need to get the Ways and Means process more invigorated by the allocation process described in this bill, and we need to keep Ways and Means together. And I look forward to next week or the end of this week when we're put back together with our House colleagues. We had a great process going. I thought all of you were working exceptionally well with your House colleagues, and I don't think we'd be here July 26th if we had had that process going. I understand a lot of reasons why that happened, and I'm not going to comment on that, but that's a great process that needs to be, I think, brought to a higher level of consideration. And so hopefully this is the beginning of a new way of doing things, and we'll be vetted over the next few years. And if annual sessions occur, I'm sure this measure will change to reflect the needs of those sessions.
I do have another question that occurs to me as you're speaking.
Senator Gordley.
And again, thank you for bringing this very thoughtful piece forward. Could you also speak to how you would see the timing of a discussion around tax reform and tax restructuring taking place within the context that's being put forth in this?
Well, that might be a bigger question than I personally could answer, frankly. I would hope that...
always looking for linkage.
I know. Well, I would hope that at some point, I guess all I'll say is that as we did this session before... The revenue, and a lot of people forget, you know, that we were about $400 or $500 million shy of what we felt was a basic amount of money to run just basic Oregon government. We have done, I don't think, anything particularly sexy or overly outstanding in our budget process. I would like to think that we have made the right choices given the money we've been given. I would hope that as a result of what we've done and what we have not done this session, we haven't added back, 75,000 people that lost health care over the last 4 years. We allowed schools to hopefully not fire any more teachers and at least maybe in a few cases add a few back, but the cuts of the last 10 years have not been restored. And I think in the public safety arena, much as we talked a few moments ago, we've had to, put off and capitalize certain costs that we prefer to pay up front for just to make ends meet here in this state. And I would hope that the message that all of you would send to your constituencies is that, yeah, we did some pretty darn good things this session, but absent thoughtful discourse on the amount of revenues we have in this state and where those revenues come from, building on maybe the speaker's plan, building on the governor's plan, building on some sort of tax reform plan that doesn't mean more money, more taxes, but maybe a different way of collecting those revenues might come around as a result of what the good work you've all done this session. So I guess that's all I could say to that.
So. Said very well. Thank you.
Having exhausted our discussion on this bill, is there...
You hope.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Further discussion? Objections? One objection, Senator Devlin, be noted.
Senator Bates wants to object.
Oh, that's fine. He's not here. Any others? Seeing none others, so ordered. We are adjourned. Thank you, members, very much.